Why didn't the clock stop? Hold on a second.
Bad alternator.
I love a parade. There we go. It's starting. Hi. Hello.
Do you want to give him another in cue, or shall we just go?
No, let's just go. The opening of the Mike O'Mara Show today is brought to you by SodaStream. Now you can have your own soda made fresh at home. I want to say to the people at SodaStream,
yes.
I will give them a good read sometime in the near future.
Yeah. we're ramping up.
We're gearing up. You want to give them a read with fizz.
The opening of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by SodaStream. Now you can have your own soda made fresh at home for about 25 cents a can in less than 30 seconds. In this day and age of immediate gratification, isn't this the kind of product that you want?
It literally saves time and money.
SodaStream is the ultimate holiday gift, because having SodaStream means no more lugging, no more disposing, and more room in your refrigerator. I'll be honest with you.
Thank you.
I come back from one of those big box stores, and one of the great pains in the ass of my life hauling in a case of cans.
I hate that. I like to go to the hot box stores.
And incidentally, that was my all-girl band that I had in the 1970s, Case of Cans.
I thought your all-girl band was big box store.
Thank you. Because having a soda stream means all these good things. Name. The new soda stream source, that's the machine, is fast, it's easy, and the lighted carbonation indicator gets you the right amount of fizz every time. I'm going to suggest something to Mr. Mark Ronick.
Yes, sir.
I would be able to speak of SodaStream a lot more efficiently had one in the O'Mara kitchen.
Okay. Also, are you able to pick it up and squirt it like the Three Stooges?
Well, if you took out the CO2 can, you could do that.
Let's do that.
It couldn't be easier, Rob. Fill a bottle with cold water, snap it into the machine, and push a button to carbonate your choice of flavors, even lemonade and energy drinks. Mm-hmm. This is something that excites me, ladies and gentlemen.
So I could carbonate my Gatorade.
Yeah, actually, you probably could. Yeah. I don't know if it would be good for the machine or not. We'd have to find out.
Can you carbonate milk?
Thank you, Rob.
I suppose you could.
Make your own healthier flavors without aspartame or high fructose corn syrup.
Yeah.
It's handsome. It's about the size of a coffee maker, and it comes in different styles and colors. See it at Bed Bath & Beyond, Target, Walmart, Macy's, and Kohl's, or visit SodaStream.com to find a store near you. SodaStream. Smart, simple, soda.
Yay.
Yeah, it's excellent. It's SodaStream.
When we were in Reno, because of the fact that people coming to the show were staying in the same hotel we were staying in, and because we made no secret of the fact that we were staying at the hotel at Circus Circus, we decided that we would pop into the hotel with different aliases.
That's right.
Now, we don't need to reveal our aliases on the show.
No.
But Buzz gave me
Don't you think it would be fun?
What?
Don't you think it would be fun if we revealed our aliases?
No.
We may use them
because
again.
I'd like to use them again.
Oh, okay. Well, you can use different ones. You have an imagination.
Well, no, I may have used the same one for a lifetime.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like for 30 years.
Burt Bacharach?
No. Pizzeria.
That's so funny because it sounds like a restaurant, but it's a guy.
Say it three times.
Here are hotel aliases of the stars.
Stars!
Most celebrities check into hotels under alias, so people can't find them. Here are some of these aliases, according to Us Weekly.
Uh-huh.
Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. They, this is a good one. Bryce and Jasmine Pilaf.
Jasmine Pilaf.
Why does that sound that they had like three bottles of wine before they came up with that one? Justin Timberlake is Mr. Woodpond. Justin Timberlake is a guy I could party with.
Yeah, I think so.
You know, like Zoolander, I think I could really try to hate him, but I think he would win out in the end.
Right.
Well, you know, the whole thing, when I got into Justin Timberlake is when he started doing shtick on Saturday Night Live.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, when it was like eat in a box. I mean, I laughed. I unhinged.
Not afraid to make fun of himself.
Pretty good actor, too.
Johnny Depp and now, who's just weird?
Yeah.
Johnny Depp checks in under Mr. Drip Noodle.
Wow. See, I think he could do better than that.
Mr. Drip Noodle.
No, I think that's about right.
And George Clooney,
uh-huh.
who is, I think, the funniest of these celebrities, checks in under Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That's great.
I like that. And all right, let's find ours. I'll give mine up.
All right.
What did you check in under?
I steal Elvis's. John Burroughs.
John Burroughs?
That's what Elvis registered under.
What did you
Mine's
register?
Mine's hacky. It was Tony Stark.
Tony Stark.
I like that.
That's funny.
That is terrific.
Mine won't be funny because I intentionally chose a name so bland. I started out as kind of an easy listening DJ on a college station, and my air name there was David Gordon. So I checked him as David Gordon.
David Gordon.
Yeah.
What about you?
Mine was Mike O'Mara.
Did you really?
No. It was John McCartney. I mixed
John McCartney?
Paul and John together.
I get it.
Yeah. I was Joey Pasker.
Does that mean
why
anything?
Should we know
my
that?
High school friend.
Oh, okay. Well, okay.
My lifelong buddy.
Cool. Jerry Does he know you used his name for all these years?
I don't know.
All right. Are you sad now that you can't use it anymore?
I am.
Yeah, you look sad.
Yeah, but we were all NRGs. It didn't matter, right?
That's right.
Are you still friends with Pacer? Are you in touch with him?
Occasionally on Facebook, but now that my mom... No, he's still alive. And now that my mom doesn't live in my hometown anymore, I don't get back to my hometown.
Hard to keep track now.
So it's really sad.
It is sad.
Well, but when you go to your hometown, don't register under that name.
But you know what, Rob? It's not as sad as injuring your penis.
God, I hate it.
Nothing is as sad.
We have here, and it's occasionally when I don't feel like speaking in a silly, goofy voice, Buzz comes in and brings me silly things to talk about.
That's right.
And that's what we're doing today. And, you know, I don't know why I had to explain that. I know. Irish guilt. Thank you.
No
is
need.
This a John McAfee story?
We have got the results from an important new study on the different ways we Americans injure our genitalia.
So this could be men or women.
From 2002 to 2010, the top seven ways we hurt our junk were, are you ready?
I hold in my hand the top seven ways.
All right, number seven. I'm going to go 7-1.
I like it.
Good. Number seven, you'll never get this. Skiing and snowboarding.
Oh.
It's those
trees.
You're
not supposed to use it as a pole.
How you injure your... I would imagine the poles probably in some way or falling on the skis.
I was thinking like a Sonny Bono thing when you try to go through a tree.
Incidentally, you were saying men and women. 69% of these injuries are male.
Yeah, I'm not
69.
Surprised.
And that's because ours is outside and theirs is inside.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Here we go. Number six, playing baseball or softball.
Yeah, that would make sense.
I think that's, you know, a line drive in the balls. Right.
Totally excused on both of these so far. I don't do sports.
I might be the only one in this room that has ever personally witnessed a genital injury from a baseball. Bob Papetti. Yes. I talk about this when I was playing JV baseball, and it was raining outside, so we went into the gym, and Coach Grogan was hitting a line drive, sort of sharp ground balls on the gym floor.
So to speak.
And you remember the gyms are not always wood floors.
Right, painted asphalt sometimes.
This was
rubbery?
The rubbery material.
Yeah.
Remember they had those? Yes. They started building gyms like that?
At Madison High School, in the years before the metal detectors, there was the large gym, and that was the wood floor gym, and then the small gym, and that was the soft rubbery floor.
The rubber floor. Yeah. So Mr. Grogan hits a line drive towards Bob Papetti that hits the cinder block wall, and it hits so violently that it ricocheted off right into Bob Papetti's genitals.
Oh.
And you have never heard a scream like that. It was a scream that might have been uttered by an animal.
Was he a drama queen?
No.
Everybody's a drama queen when
very,
you get
that's
there.
True. Very tough guy, like fighting tough.
Yeah. Is he
scared
with us?
Me a little bit. Rob, I don't know who.
Why is everyone dead to you?
Because I'm 53 and Rob thinks all of my old high school friends are dead.
A black man?
I just love the fact
that he's Papetti. He's an Italian man.
I'll tell you one thing about him. He's a good boy. My crotch, you hurt so bad.
He ran down the hallway to the locker room, and you could hear him screaming down in the locker room.
Yeah.
Screaming.
Yeah.
I'm
surprised he could run.
Oh, it's horrible. Basketball is the next one. Number five, playing basketball.
Yeah.
Number four, falling in the bathroom. That's scary.
Oh, because I can so totally see it. You step out of the tub.
Yes.
Right.
And I have a shower stall, but then it goes. Your foot goes out from under you.
You do a split.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be
the first one that actually made my blood
that's
turn
when
cold.
You need one of the Ed McMahon tubs that has a door.
Yeah.
No. You know, and the late Ed McMahon, he has passed.
You know, that's when I took a whirlpool at Circus, and incidentally, what a great whirlpool tub. Deep. It was very deep. So thanks to the people for
12
giving,
feet
it was
a diving board. It was like a huge soda stream.
When I got out, what I like to do when I'm in the tub.
Don't tell us.
He likes to make his own bubbles.
No. I took the whirlpool. Carla was in the shower while I was taking the whirlpool. And when I take a bath, I never take baths.
Right.
I never, or showers.
I don't either.
No.
I smell like poo
now.
No,
showers.
No,
yes.
I don't take baths.
Right.
And so it's a novelty for me. And what I do is I get in there, I have the bubbles going, and then I drain the tub with me in it. And I don't move. I let the water just lower around me until I'm like
hot.
What's your thinking on that? Why do you do
that's
that?
That's actually that.
Don't know.
Doesn't that leave like a coating of goo on you? When
it might.
And also, doesn't it
but
just make
I'm showering.
Cold.
I'm showering.
Oh, you shower
right
after
that.
Oh, yeah,
I'm going to shower after that.
Do you know about my time saver? Is I get in the tub and then fill it up.
All right. Breezewood equals Circus Reno.
Yes. Remember the Breezewood outside of WJFK?
Oh, the Breezewood.
Remember it well.
Did any of us, anybody in this room?
That was the Breezeway.
Breezeway.
Breezewood is where you learned what Colby Cheese was on our last DVD.
Breezeway.
Was Breezewood. Breezewood is the Pennsylvania border.
Right.
Yeah, that's where you pick up the turnpike. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Breezeway. And it's like the last area where you can get chow and stuff like
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah, right. Now, I love Breezewood. I do. I love
the Breezeway.
Breezeway
was the
scummy old Breezewood.
That was the bad hotel that was walking distance from WJFK.
You ever stay there?
No, whenever they put me up, they put me up at the Comfort Inn up on Germantown Road.
You ever visit there?
No, I never did.
Buzz, you ever visit there?
I know people who have.
Better?
There it is.
Buzz just answered my question.
You get a room by the hour there.
How did they find it? Since I'd never spent any time there, how did they find it?
Better than you might imagine. But not by much.
That's a great answer. I love that. Okay, getting a
any photos of you in the tub?
No,
shame.
But it was just a great whirlpool tub. The only thing I told you about was those green bubbles that the scum bubbles that came. Yeah, because I think
hey man, I'm scum bubble.
whenever you use a whirlpool, everybody else that's used that it circulates through the
body oil.
You get
and
people,
I'm surprised
yeah.
it powers yeah. through.
You might want to run a dry run.
Okay,
pardon the expression.
Number three on this list for injuring the genitals is zipper injuries.
Yeah.
Oh,
I get that.
We got a bleeder.
Something about Mary.
Yep,
exactly.
Absolutely. Number two. Oh, here you go, Oscar.
How did the Franks get above the beans, son?
This is one for you. The number two reason for genital injuries, razors, scissors, and clippers.
You got to be...
I've been there.
You have to be careful.
Oh,
you
God.
You got to be flexible, and you've got to be almost an artist.
Really?
Or bring in someone to help out.
Yeah, minor injuries.
And ladies and gentlemen, I hold in my hand the number one... reason for genital injuries, and I don't think anybody's got a chance of getting it.
What's left?
I'm gonna guess automobile accident.
That is incorrect.
Oh God!
Anyone?
Knee to the crotch.
What?
Like a fight?
No.
Or as your people say, a fight.
Biting.
Biting was incorrect.
Ah, you took mine.
The number one, bicycles.
Oh, Joe Krebs, Mike.
Bicycles like
Joe Krebs.
Yeah. Yes, Krebs. Well, Joe had a heart attack on it.
Well, yeah, of course. After you get hit in the balls, you're going to have a heart attack.
Thank you very much. And let me just say balls on gin.
Listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Let me rephrase this. You sent my client 16 emails, and the first 15, you didn't raise any concerns.
Is that a question?
In the 16th email, you raised concerns about the site's functionality. Were you leading them on for 6 weeks?
No.
Then why didn't you raise any of these concerns before?
It's raining.
I'm sorry?
It just started raining.
Mr. Zuckerberg, do I have your full attention?
No.
Do you think I deserve it?
What?
Do you think I deserve your full attention?
I had to swear an oath before we began this deposition, and I don't want to perjure myself, so I have a legal obligation to say no.
Okay, no. You don't think I deserve your attention?
I think if your clients want to sit on my shoulders and call themselves tall, they have a right to give it a try, but there's no requirement that I enjoy sitting here listening to people lie. You have part of my attention. You have the minimum amount. The rest of my attention is back at the offices of Facebook, where my colleagues and I are doing things that no one in this room, including and especially your clients, are intellectually or creatively capable of doing. Did I adequately answer your condescending question?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios, it's America's most beloved podcast. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We're downloaded more than 16 million times and heard in 150 countries worldwide. I want to remind everybody that starting on January 14th, for you Washington, D.C. folks, you can listen to the show twice.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to it when we do it here in the living room and download it at about 12:30 Eastern every single day. And then listen from 7 to 9 every single night at WTNT, The Truth, 102.9 mm-hmm. in Washington, D.C. We are delighted to be with them, and it's great to be back on the mailbag of DCR Douche TV.
Hey, it sure is.
You're doing your morning show at night.
I'll get to that, and I'll blow it. You know what? I've grown a thinner skin. I've grown a thinner skin.
Well, it's from all that exfoliation?
In my time away. Our show today is brought to you by our Amazon page, 'Tis the season.
Yes.
We are officially in the holiday season.
Yes. Well, the Christmas tree came to Rockefeller Center, Mike.
You know, Cyber Monday is a huge day for our show because we have the relationship with Amazon.
Right.
Make this your easiest holiday shopping season ever. From toys and clothing to the Kindle Fire, our Amazon page saves you money and supports the show. Get gift wrapping and gift cards there, too.
Yep.
And Amazon does the shipping for you. There's no better way to help yourself and the show than doing your holiday shopping and all your shopping through the Amazon link at MikeOMaraShow.com. Bookmark it now so it's handy every time you need it. I'll be hopping over there to get some Christmas decorations since I'm decorating the house big time this year.
Are you going to go for the big tree in the front yard?
I'm going to do whatever comes my way. I'm going to do some surfing and figure out. I guess
please.
You know, I'm starting to look at the days leading up to the holidays, and I feel like you a little bit, Buzz, because I'm starting to go, there aren't enough of them. To get everything done that
but you
I
know what?
We've
got a fairly early Thanksgiving this year. We're grabbing a couple extra days.
That's okay. Good.
But, Mike, please, nothing inflatable in your yard.
No, I will not put anything
inflatable.
I don't
like those.
I will not have a little machine that goes, with Santa going, pedophile. On the program today, Reno, Nevada, we love you. We didn't even get a chance to touch on it yesterday. My election night pledge that's related to what I just said.
Cool.
Why is a socialite a job title? I want to talk about that bird down in Tampa.
It does seem something like the 1920s, doesn't it?
The Rob show that we didn't even get a chance to touch on, the Rob show that was Sunday night at Circus Circus when Rob was entertaining well beyond the time he should have been entertaining.
Yes, he should have been in bed.
Still feeling it.
Buzz is coming for Thanksgiving, and Buzz will also tell us about his wardrobe malfunctions that he had.
Oh, man.
Madonna is starting to look like a bag lady. Did anybody, we'll start with that.
Yeah.
Did anybody see Madonna on stage with Psy?
With Psy,
oh, yeah.
Does she not look like...
I have a tape of it, Mike.
Does she really look like she should be wheeling?
She's scary. Malnourished, I think.
Yeah.
Are you ready, NYC?
She looks so old that when she did the horsey dance, I had the same feeling I have when I see an old person running in a movie. Even though it's a stunt double. Like if Spencer Tracy runs in a movie, I'm like, oh my God, don't make him do that.
She's turned into Madge.
She needs to gain a little weight.
Yeah.
She needs to gain appropriate weight for her age.
That would make her look less old.
Is she 72?
I don't know.
How old is she now?
But that guy, Psy, you know, I think everybody feels the same way. I saw him come up on stage, and it still makes me smile.
It does.
It still amuses
Although
me that
he
he's doing
he is now
this.
More of a punchline than he is a singer.
Right.
Because, you know, when we first saw it, we thought, oh, my God, this is fantastic. This is a great record.
Yep.
Now he's Tony Randall.
It's nasty.
Tony Landall.
I mentioned that we are going to be debuting on WTNT, a small station outside of Washington, D.C., with a small signal, but a signal nonetheless that covers the Northern Virginia area and parts of D.C. as well. And we're really excited about the opportunity for people in the D.C. area to hear us. And I have to say now, as soon As soon as we get back into the world of DC radio, we go on this website, DCR TV, and we advertise on this website. Right. A lot of people in the industry pay attention to it, but it immediately opens me up to these wonderful haters that just can't comment on the articles.
I
mean, really,
they
I haven't
there.
Done a radio show for a year, and they immediately want to get back on it. Mm-hmm. And what's funny is these haters that you read about. You got to take the good with the bad. And we get a lot of love out of Reno, and we just come back from that, where it's just such a wonderful give and take between the people that like this show and us. And then you read the people that don't know anything about us, and they make comments about the fact that Don has a job. And then they make comments about, the fact that, it's a lousy signal. Good move, Mike. And it's just astonishing to me. As I read this, I said, I've had this habit of not talking about that crap,
right?
And looking the other way,
right?
I don't have to do that anymore. It does bug me when people pull this kind of crap. These little minds,
they're right.
But they don't have to say it.
No. This is the thing, guys. maybe I've always looked at it in a different manner. If one, the people that are writing this wish they could do what you're doing,
right?
So
I know all that.
So they're doing it from some crawl space on the internet,
right?
And two, I would say that I think that you do such a good job and you've done so well for yourself outside of the radio realm that it just breeds jealousy.
I hate it though. I really do because
nobody likes it.
And I think what it is with me, Oscar, and I should blow it off. I really should. And Dave, actually, the guy that runs that website, said some very nice things about the show on his little Dave TV segment. And you know, I really appreciate that that he did say those nice things. I mean, he you know, he was talking about us being on a different time slot already. You know, he gets excited and he puts us back in there. But the mailbag is filled with the jealous haters, and it's just sometimes maybe it's because we just came back from Reno, and maybe it's also because, you know, this show that we do from the Living Room Studios, we were so positive about it and everything through. I just wanted to go F you to all those haters.
Do you think
really
it has to do with the fact that all of us to a person gets daily love on Facebook, where people have to assign a picture and a name to what they say, and then we're back into the anonymity of the mailbag, and it's just hatred?
Here's the thing. I do the same thing, though. I have a radio show where if I don't like a particular show or a particular personality or something like that, I ream them like crazy.
Yes, but you're accountable to
the territory
because they know who you are.
I know, but it doesn't matter. What I'm doing is being completely hypocritical because
partially hypocritical.
I bitch about other people, but I bitch about them in that way that, you know, I know they don't even know I exist. And I think perhaps these little people that write these these nasty little things on that website are the same way with me. They don't think I'm ever going to really pay attention to it. Or maybe they do. Or maybe they have an axe to grind. Maybe they've met me. Maybe they don't like me. Maybe they hated the show for this and that. And it just still
After
stinks.
20 years, yeah. Mike, I've never met someone who doesn't like you.
Maybe they met you on the casino floor at Circus.
Yeah.
If they had the Friday night, that would have been a good night.
But you know what?
Hey, how are you? Get away.
Lots of anonymous posting about that.
You can rest easy knowing more people like you than don't. Mm-hmm.
But it stuck in my craw.
Mike's approval rating.
53%.
But I will tell you that...
He took Wisconsin.
We are very, very excited about being back on the radio on any level in D.C.
Sure.
And the fact that it's at night is okay with us. Mm-hmm. And the fact that it's WTNT, a right-wing talker, we are okay with that.
Doesn't make
any
difference.
Okay because it's going to be 2 hours of us and our little world. And, you know, it's going to be convenient for people here to find the show.
What a lot of people don't realize around the country is 7 o'clock, that's still drive time in D.C.
Yes, it is.
There's a lot of people in the car at 7 o'clock.
And I want to clear something up because some people are confused. We've been saying, rightly so, because it's a fact that we're going to be on the station from 7 to 9 p.m. next year. I've had several people ask, are we going to get that extra hour on the podcast? Well, no, the show's not going to be an hour longer. We're going to make it a little longer.
Right.
And the commercials will fill it out to a two-hour block in the news. They have newscasts scheduled there as well.
But the podcast stays the same.
Yeah, so the podcast might get a couple minutes longer.
Yeah, and they're going to be broadcasting what we do here now, and they're going to have that at night. That's
so
how it's going to be working.
Nobody gets cheated. Whether you're listening on the radio or you're listening by podcast, everybody gets the full show.
Yeah, and then and I'm sure that will surface too. It's like, they're doing just the podcast. You know, it's like, well, it's not just the podcast.
It's for convenience.
What we do and what we love to do, and that's it. So deal with that. And,
deal with it.
And that's radio and back into the world of radio. And, you know, as far as the people, the other email that I read was the people taking a pool as to how long it lasts.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm here to tell you.
Well, it'll last 2 hours every night.
Yeah. They say, you know, when's, when will the lazy content and the low ratings pull that off the air? Well, I got news for you. The people at WTNT are fine with that show lasting for 2 years.
Our contract says we can be as lazy as we want.
That's right. Yeah. Amen.
So, as a matter of fact, we haven't even gotten around to signing the contract yet. That's how lazy we are.
What was the lazy clause?
The lazy clause.
Santa's less popular, brother?
It's deep into the fine print. It's deep into the fine print.
You got to look for it.
I got no
time for that.
All right, now it's time for Reno, and more Reno.
Oh,
for the last time, Mike, all aboard!
What a show, what a night.
A love letter out to the people of Reno, Nevada, who didn't make us feel like those nasty mailbag people do
Not
on
at
VCR
all.
TV. The people that were out there just, I cannot tell you how amazed I was with the individual stories that I told this story already, either in private, they all run together, whether it's private or I told it on the show, that Carl and I walked away from the little lounge area, sat down, and just started blubbering like small children just because I had, first of all, ingested a tremendous amount of vodka.
It's a good start.
Was it based on WTNT's signal? Is that what made it happen?
No, stop it. It was actually critical mass of hearing these wonderful stories. Mm. And what gets me, there was one on Facebook that I read too, was about a father and son that, and there were a few of those out there that shared their love of the show together.
Multi-generational.
And I remember with my dad, it was the Boston Red Sox. That's what I shared with him. And we went to Red Sox games together, went to hockey. It was sports. But the fact that there are fathers and sons that bond and their main thing that they do together is listen to this show.
I see that a lot in the mailbag.
The best.
Do you remember the lovely giveaway at risk of, you know, sort of coloring the flavor of the podcast.
Stop speaking Ben Franklin.
The main prize that that Dennis Hoff gave us to give away.
At risk of coloring from my distinguished John Adams from pithy this, as the town crier would say, for far be it pithy.
We're all doing the best we can.
Ye old bell ringer.
Privy, Mr. O'Mara.
I posit to the gentleman that comes from Jamestown. Shall we, Lilith?
All right, so we gave away a visit to the Bunny Ranch.
Yes.
And the guy that you chose for that.
The old guy.
Yeah, was with his son.
Really? Yes. Yes. Was.
And he was at the client meet and greet.
Yes, he was as well.
That was terrific as well.
I'm going to get laid, son.
You wait in the car.
And I'm going to get laid, and I'm going to put hot sauce on the end of my unit.
Hoff sauce.
I'll protect him a little bit, but I can tell you that the people at Circus Circus told me that specific guy who won that prize actually works for the city of Reno.
Really?
Yes.
Which is really cool.
Now,
multi-generational on that same subject, the guy who won the Bunny Ranch robe, he opened the envelope to find out that he had to go to the Bunny Ranch to pick it up, which was not really the way his wife and his mother-in-law or whoever, I don't remember the family members, but it was terribly an inappropriate combination of family
members.
Did
he expect that the envelope had a robe in it? Was it a very small robe?
Yes, it was.
So, tiny.
That's funny. Well, you have to come out to the Bunny Ranch to get it.
He knows what he's doing.
So they went out to the Bunny Ranch and were told, well, we don't have them in stock. So we're going to have to mail it to you. But while you're here, would you like to take a tour? So this man and his wife and the older family member took the tour of the Bunny Ranch and had a wonderful time.
The whole family?
Yeah, they took the tour? It was just the three of them, the man, the woman.
Carla said that she might have been interested in taking a tour out there.
Yeah, it's an interesting place.
And then when push came to shove backstage, she
chickened out.
Yeah, she chickened out on that one. She didn't want to do it. But the Dennis Hoff is the master promoter.
Yeah.
Master promoter.
I understand. I just went out there to drop off a resume.
Now, we're talking about the love and we're talking about all the fun of Reno, and it was mutual. We really... we never do this. We never hang all night with people after the show is over. We normally want to.
Well, essentially,
get the hell
we
out
hate
of there.
Each other. Yeah. We can't even stand that.
But really, I mean, and the truth is, we love after the State Theater. We love going out to the crowd and doing that. It just kind of went away. But you're in a casino hotel now, so it's open all night.
Mm-hmm.
What happened as the showroom was clearing?
Yes.
And Oscar said, I believe the quote was, there's a bar at the top of the thing, and I'm going to the bar. And I said, at the top of the thing, I wanted clarification on thing. And what he clarified was, at the top.
Yeah.
I'll see you.
Now, before we get to the bar and meeting all the cool people, I will tell you, there is the old show business vernacular that we killed. It was passed along to me that in the case of one particular listener, that might have been a little too close to home.
Really?
That we killed. Yeah. That there was a guy. Now, I only have limited intel on this, that there was some guy apparently a little overserved.
Yes.
That had pre-gamed.
Hey, this is Eric Ronick from Black Gold.
No, that wasn't at that show.
Apparently, this guy had been driven there, and this wasn't necessarily even Circus Circus's deal. This was the guy even before he got there.
Yeah, he had been pre-partying.
Had been pre-gaming all day long.
Tailgating.
And I guess he went down, and they had to bring him back to life.
I think they're no stranger to that there. I think a lot of people go there, and they have such a good time.
Really?
There was that guy, and I think...
Paddles.
I think what
happened... Joe Paddles.
Right. Joey Paddles.
I think he was in the lobby area, and they said he literally dropped to the ground.
Wow.
Just... all of a sudden dropped to the ground.
Yeah. Really?
And one of our listeners, I believe her name is Stephanie, she is a
nurse.
Yeah,
that's who I talked to, Stephanie.
She's a nurse, and she immediately went to his aide and said he had no pulse.
Oh.
And
Now I'm beginning to think then that maybe this was not... I don't want to, I don't want to misrepresent this guy, even though he's not, we're not mentioning
Joey Paddles.
Joey Paddles. Sounds like me, like Joey Paddles. That might not have been a booze-related
thing. It doesn't
thing.
Seem like it to lose to the heartbeat, but she...
You don't drop dead and lose your heartbeat. you know, exclusively.
Yeah, but you did not see me.
Well, I guess sometimes you do.
Because the hops and barley could get in the way of the blood flow, you know.
You didn't see me on Sunday night.
Blockage.
Yeah.
But he's fine. She revived him and everything. But then there was also apparently another guy who was passed out
okay,
in the seats.
Out. Oh, really?
And took up the four seats just sleeping, kind of like Oscar would do.
Yeah.
Just passed out
Weekend
there
at
the
Bernie's.
Whole time. The entire show.
Do our, you know, we only had 150 camera people out there.
Yeah.
Did any of our camera people get any of this?
I have to find out.
Okay.
I don't know.
This would be a great
Sometimes
call to action.
Sometimes it's best if you just put those photos away.
That's yeah. right.
Private yeah. message that photo to Mark. M-R-A-M-A-R-C.
To avoid subpoenas.
That's
so
right.
up the escalator, the ballroom was downstairs.
By the way, the escalator was the thing. That's the top of the thing. With
that's
the
thing. Yeah. So the ballroom was downstairs where we did our performance. And then we went upstairs I went up in the elevator. And you guys went, did you go up in the escalators or the elevator?
I went up in the elevator.
It's not that way. Lick it, Rob.
Well, we thought the show was going to be an hour and a half. It went 2 hours. And then we did the meet and greet for about an hour and a half.
How come I looked at my watch and it said, I must have really done a really long wrap up. Because I looked at my watch and I said, okay, that's 90 minutes. It's time to...
Flies when you're having fun.
This is the second time this has happened to me.
I thought it was.
Because it really was over 2 hours.
I used my watch, but to be honest with you, 90 minutes was in my mind a tight little show.
Yeah.
And you're saying it went a half an hour longer?
Yeah, yeah. I've been listening back to it. It is, show. For sure.
I don't like... You know, the fact that Bruce Springsteen does 3.5 hours, I've never liked that. I like get on, get gone.
Sure. I think it was
next
very
show will be
tight.
45 minutes.
That's right. With commercials.
No, 45 minutes with commercials. So we were done. We said hello to people that wanted to wait for us after the show,
right?
And then we went upstairs, and that's where the real fun began.
I couldn't find the thing. That's actually your three brothers that I'm sure you're going to talk about.
Yes,
they
Chewy,
were,
Chewy, and Chewy.
Yeah, they're the ones that helped me find the bar,
right?
And because they were the was what they said to me.
Mike,
and
you are so funny.
I said,
you are so funny.
I said, excuse me, can you show me to the bar or something? And we were able to find it.
And with Chewy, Chewy, and Chewy. That was the what hooked me on staying at that bar was the fact that Chewy, Chewy, and Chewy
yes.
were laughing so hard at me doing my shtick with
right.
you.
Yes.
You had a good audience.
Rob is, and I'll do this for the Ustreamers, Rob was all the way down at the end where I couldn't hear him. He was far enough away from me.
The
and
one,
he's talking to
one
a really,
part of the night where you could not hear me.
A very, very attractive woman. And he's sitting at the bar and he's talking to her like this. This is the way
beautiful woman.
A lot of hand gestures.
Hand gestures.
And so I started doing that. This is what Rob saying. My penis is the longest on the show.
It is.
Absolutely.
That's exactly what I
You started filling in what he might be saying.
I'm going to have to check that when
a
we go on
A lot of people
WWE.
Don't know this, but I'm secretly separated.
Yeah. I love my wife, but I love you.
You can do, actually.
And these guys
You can
are
give the full performance. You can do the full performance on the bonus show tomorrow.
Okay, very good.
You can do the whole thing.
very good.
Get into details.
So Rob is
Can
down
you hit
there.
Stop, please?
What? Stop?
Because we're bleeding. Thank you.
Sorry about that. Okay. Right,
oh, he got real testy there.
Wow. Didn't he get a little irritated right there? Wow. He got a little bit.
Stop the bleeding, Mike.
Look at his face. Are you all right?
I'm fine.
You okay over there?
Yeah.
Are you? You know, this is it. All that can't. You always have
How's
to
that?
Pay for it. You always have to pay for it.
Of course.
There's a price
and
to pay.
You are paying today, aren't you?
Still, you know what
you
it
are
is?
You are paying today.
As opposed
for that.
To spending, say, $600 in payment the day after, apparently
yes.
I'm paying $100 a day for an entire week.
Installments.
Oh, no.
Yeah, this has been a long, lingering hangover.
Let me take a break.
That's what happens when you drink casino wine.
What we are referring to is Rob's wine night.
Yeah.
Because as much as Saturday night for me was a 31-hour evening.
Yep.
Rob had about a 28-hour evening and came back and did it again on Sunday.
Yeah.
We will take a break and come back and hear about the Rob Show on Sunday night after dinner with Cappy. We'll take a break. Come right back.
My sweater's on backwards and inside out, and you say how appropriate.
Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. This segment of the program brought to you by TLC Laser Eye Center. There's nothing quite like ditching your glasses or contacts, and TLC can get you there. I loved my experience over at TLC. They have state-of-the-art equipment, and they know what they're doing, and they make you feel important, and that's huge. TLC has locations all over the nation. If you move, you're covered. If you'd like to schedule your free consultation and to see what you've been missing, call 877-TLC-2020. That's That's 877-TLC-2020, or find them online at their new web address, tlcvision.com, and be sure to tell them you heard about TLC on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I was so grateful for what they did for me. I urge you to try it too.
Excellent stuff. We appreciate their business, and we appreciate the fact that if you go over and check it out, they're going to give you that state-of-the-art exam that I got, and Buzz actually had the procedure and did great with it. Mm-hmm. Welcome back to the show. We're working our way through Reno, and Sunday night in beautiful Reno, our good friend and a wonderful supporter of the show, Cappy Pfeiffer, invited us all out to dinner. We went out and had, my God, one of the most, you know, enjoyable evenings with her. She's a sweetheart anyway.
More than once she has asked me.
There you go. There's your button.
Yeah, didn't get there fast enough. Than once she's asked me, was it okay? Was dinner okay?
Oh, God.
You know,
can you answer her question?
She was concerned about the venue. She hadn't been there before, and none of us had been there before, so she picked it out. And, you know, this is one of these old school joints.
Right. I had a good feeling walking into Harrah's, because Harrah's is, I mean, Reno doesn't really have a strip like Vegas has a strip,
right.
But if it did, that's where Harrah's is.
Yeah, down lights, the old part of town.
Chasing lights and everything. I said, this feels nice.
And
this
we just
cool.
had a great time. And, you know, just lots of laughs. And the whole gang was there. And everybody was having fun.
What a great night.
And really, you know, and everybody was there. You know, we had Oscar, we had Buzz, we had Mark, we had RJ. My wife was there. It was really just a very nice evening. And it was all because of Cappy doing this.
Yes.
Now, I had, as I mentioned before, I literally had done 31 hours.
Yes.
31 hours without sleep because I was, and it was the adrenaline rush. I mean,
right.
We got done after, I think you went to bed on after the show at 4 o'clock in the morning.
And I rose at like 10, and I forget who I saw. It might have been Mark. Mm-hmm. And he said, I saw Mike. I said, how's he doing? He says, well, Mike hit the buffet, and then he said his next thing he was going to do was go to bed.
Right.
And I said, wait, he's not going to bed yet.
Right.
So and I was surprised you made dinner.
And when Rob says he went to bed at 4, realize that our body clocks are still back on Eastern time.
Exactly.
So he really went to bed at 7 a.m.
morning. Yeah.
Carl and I went to bed at 11 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
And we bumped into Oscar. Oscar was the only one on the crew to see me at that particular
Maybe
hour.
Maybe it was you.
And
I talked
with
to
Zoolander.
And really surprising, right? And not all that worse for
wear. Extraordinarily surprising.
No, they looked like they had changed.
Right.
Because I think you guys had a wardrobe change.
Yeah, I think we had a massive fight and then came back down.
Good.
To freshen up.
Yeah, to freshen up.
Well, you look good.
There's only two. The only time we get into trouble is when we just go too hard.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like you're sitting there too many hours, too much vodka. That was it. And
you said we've been up all night and we're going to get something to eat and then we're going to bed.
Then we're
going to
crash.
And I said, there's no way they're going to go to bed. And then Zoolander said, as we walked away, he said, that's why he wins. And I said, what does that mean? He goes, you went to bed at 3, and he stayed up all night. And I said,
I love Zoo. I love Zoo. I really do.
And it
was this was really, really an amazing night. At 11 o'clock, and then the whole day, I get up at about 4.
Right.
And we're just, you know, trying to get
and how
our
was
act
your-
together. And that's when I felt like crap.
You didn't know when you woke up, were you at the point where you thought, oh, maybe I can make it? Or was it an immediate, oh, my God?
No.
Because sometimes when you first wake up, you get a false sense of this is going to be OK.
No. This was I felt it as soon as I got up and I knew. And, you know, it's a tribute to the niceness of everybody, you know, Cappy especially.
Yes.
That we rallied and stuff. Now, the difference is, though, I had no intention whatsoever of getting back into the game. There's just no way I can do that.
You'd learned your lesson.
Well, that I've also told people for years, if I did two nights in a row, I've never been able to do two nights in a row. Mm-hmm. If I go crazy the night before, I can't come back and hair of the dog it and have another night
I
like
think
that.
My favorite quote
That's the
from
only
you,
thing that keeps me out of rehab.
The thing that, the great quote from you for dinner that night was when you turned to our amazing waiter, Ollie, and you said, this is really good iced tea.
That's right. It was a perfect glass.
This might be the best iced tea I've ever
had. It was the way it was served, too, in a giant glass.
Yes.
And that, to me, was a very big deal. Yes. It was one of the many
things
that was
great. Did not want to wait for refills.
So halfway through the meal, and I really wasn't paying close attention, but halfway through the meal, Rob begins to storytell. Like, and Rob goes into a space where
our Rob?
Everything is great. great.
Sorry.
Everything is great.
And, well, you know, we were
everything he's ever done is great, and every story he's ever been to is great.
It was a great night because it was following a great night, and you have to. Well, you don't have to admit, but you must take my word for it. The wine at the steakhouse was great.
It was.
I didn't have it.
Everything. So.
It was really great, and I was happy.
Right.
I was happy, and you know, there is a lot of tension and stress, and stuff leading up to the weekend we had, and we had gotten to a point where most of the stuff we needed to worry about was done. So it was a time to be great.
To relax.
Yeah.
But I didn't think that you were ingesting the amount of wine you were until you... And then I know the Rob Tell. And does anybody... I mean, you guys take it.
There's many of them. There's many of them.
Another... what is it? No, the second one... This is what it was. As soon as the second bottle of wine was killed, he says, Cavi, another great bottle of wine, because he wanted to order a third one.
He wanted to go,
and because he wasn't paying, he had to ask Cappy.
Yeah, because when someone generous to the you know, when someone who has been so generous to the show, you know, decides that she's going to take you out to a fabulously expensive restaurant, that's what you really want to do to say thank you is order three bottles of wine at the restaurant.
Yeah. And I don't think you said this part, Oscar. The other thing is that everyone knew we had two bottles.
Yes,
but. And so this was going to be number three. Rob was saying, let's get a second bottle of wine.
Now, that was a joke. That was a joke. That was a joke. I swear it was. I think I said, can we have another second bottle of wine?
Okay. I see.
I had no wine.
I had no wine.
I did have some wine.
I had no wine. I had a glass. RJ, you had a lot of wine, right?
Yes, I did. I had about four glasses.
Oh, jeez. That's a lot of wine for RJ.
I had a glass of wine.
Yeah.
So,
that kept
Oscar had
none.
It was like your iced tea glass.
Had none. I had none. You had like one or two.
Two glasses.
Two glasses. Yeah. RJ had four. Rob's killing about a bottle and a half.
Yeah.
At this point.
And it was great.
And you were, you didn't stop. You began to talk and you didn't stop. And
well, my apologies.
And the thing about it is.
No, it's great, Mike.
And I'm the recipient of it. And I've had, the night before. So I'm just really wanting to survive.
Your patients are running thin.
And you went on and on, and we went back to the hotel, Circus, and we get back there, and then apparently we all went in separate directions because, I think I said something very kind to you on the way back. I think it was something along the lines of, please get me away from him right now. Yeah. Not because I wouldn't want to be if I'm in play mode.
Yeah.
I want to be next to Rob the whole night.
Right,
I want to join him for that. But when I'm in hungover mode, keep me away.
Mm-hmm.
And Carl and I decided, but I did have energy to go out and do a little more gambling.
We get to the hotel, and what happened is that
a small earthquake hit it.
I had not seen 2.0
on the Richter scale.
I had not seen RJ in some
time. Tsunami that is Speedway.
I had not seen RJ in some time, and he owed me a $40 for something that we had done months ago.
Right.
And so at dinner, he gave me $40, and I said, you know what, Cappy, I've got $40. Let's go to the casino and give it back, and then we'll call it a night.
Okay.
Because I just had $40 in cash.
This would
That's all I had.
This would be about 10:15.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. 10:15, 10:30 Western time.
And so Cappy and I go in and I find what I love. I find a blackjack table where the anchor seat is empty. And that's where I love to sit. I love to sit in that last slot.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat down and I got myself $8 $5 chips.
Yeah, you're to the far left. If you're standing behind the
table,
last
person that
facing
the
dealer, you're on the far left.
And
I saw you.
And then I did not know this because I did look around for you.
Carla and I decide that we are going to play some slot machines and wander around in our degenerate fever because we are
to give it all back. Because in the end, they get it all.
And we play a little bit loose, and I'm like, the hangover's like, like that. And then I decide, let's take a walk around the floor, and I am so out of it that I don't look up. I'm not looking up. I'm looking like down at the floor.
Sure.
And I come in, and suddenly it's like I hit Rob's table, and it's Rob, it's, I think, RJ, it's Cappy, and
so many people
like
came and went through the night.
20 deep around this blackjack table.
A crowd has formed.
With Rob doing the Rob show, and it is the last place I want to be. And I really went,
You know what? If circumstances had been different, you might have wanted to be there.
Might have wanted to be there, but it's the last place I wanted, and I hope I wasn't rude to be, because a couple of people turned around, hey, Mike's here! And I'm like, oh,
no.
And I really, I was at that table for 3 seconds as I, Mike, hey, can we mix it? No, I'm fine.
How did you not identify yourself to me? I would have loved to have seen you.
Because I was grateful that you had not recognized me at that point because you were in your cards and you were talking. And I went, and literally, I didn't mean to be rude, but this is how I said, hey, I hope you're having a great time. See you in a little bit. And I said, get out of here.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah, right run.
Please, go, go. Carl and I, you know, and then Carl and I go to a different area of the casino, but periodically, this is exactly what we would hear in the on the casino floor. You
hear. Rob Gleason.
I told you so. Yeah. See?
The earlier part, the earlier part of the evening is clearer than the latter part. But I can remember some of the things we yelled a lot.
Are you aware that the powers that be, I believe a pit boss, asked you to stop using the F word?
Yes, oh, I do remember that.
Right.
I do remember that. But I also remember that. I do remember that one of the dealers on the dealer change hugged me. Yeah, she liked me that much.
You did have the positive. Yeah. You did have the positive.
And one of the things we yelled a lot was, what do they call the game? 21!
That's good.
And you roll the cards and everyone cheers. Because you see, Mike, we were in the zany zone.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
He was merely living up to the name.
And at one point I said, if this is great, we got to go to the zany zone. And the dealer says, this is the zany zone.
It sure is.
He also said, if I turn off that light, does the zany zone change? And then the dealer was like, what light? And there was a switch. Like, only Rob would find the switch on the wall.
You found a switch?
I asked, is that how you turn on the zany?
Oh, God. What do you mean the zany?
The switch turned on the bright lights on top of the actual tables.
You actually had one at your table?
Well, yeah, I could. It was behind in the pit. But I asked if that's where it was.
So he creeps back there, and she's like, you can't come back here.
Right.
I came back when I was told not to.
Oh, that's good.
God.
But what happened is that $40, and if you doubt for any split second that I was so drunk, I welcomed Dennis Murphy to my table.
Oh, my God.
I made bets for Dennis Murphy.
Oh, my God.
I actually said, goodbye, Dennis. It's been nice. I was not myself.
See, clearly. Dennis came over to where Carla and I were playing.
Yes.
And I swear to God, this is the truth. This is exactly what I said. I said, big game money here, Dennis. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Earlier in the day, he betting
a lot of my money here, Dennis. Not ready to talk. Go.
Earlier in the day, he sat down at a blackjack table with me.
Yeah.
He cooled it. I lost about $100 on 5 hands, and then he left, and I won it all back instantly.
Wow.
I
should point out that me and my beloved, we do have a tendency to really have a problem with the starers.
Oh, you don't like the kibitzer.
I do not like anyone standing in bed. It was different when you did, because at that point,
you were beat down.
We were beat down. We were sitting at our quarter slot machine.
That's what the Michael Mara I know.
Dejecto, Mr. Dejecto.
And that was when Oscar and Carla and I had a moment where Oscar said, I guess Oscar vibed on the fact that I was sitting at the quarter machine.
He was so sad.
The reason I'm a degenerate gambler is because I actually think I'm going to win.
Yeah.
I'm that much of an idiot.
It's an illusion.
So we're at the quarter machine, and it's like, and Oscar's like, you know what? Why don't we take this $200 that I have, and we'll take it over to one of those really expensive machines, and if I win, I'll split it with you.
Hey!
And at that point, we also went, Carla, what do you think? And so we get over there. And we watch Oscar. Actually, we went to a $10 slot machine.
I've never played
20
that
pulls.
In my life.
Oscar put $200 in for 20 pulls.
Wow!
And
we took turns pushing.
And we all took turns pressing the button.
I would think at that kind of money, you would want to pull the actual handle. I hate hitting the button.
Yeah. We actually had a little moment there where you went down, you went up a little bit, you went up. No big scores.
Did you count 20 pulls so you knew when you were done?
Did
you just go till it was gone?
We just had the order.
Yeah, we had rotation.
Okay,
and. And then we're walking out after he lost it all. And I said to him, you know what, Oscar? I wouldn't have taken half. If you had won, I would have taken about $1,000.
No, but it was fine. It was good karma.
It
because,
was good karma, yeah. Yes.
I went back to a machine, and I actually won it back.
And
the next day.
Was it a $10 machine?
No, it was like a $5.
Oh, okay. Right.
And Carl and I lost about 20% of what we normally lose.
Wow, well, that's
yes.
good.
So
that's
so big win. Big win.
And that's you're a win right, for us.
I guess. Yeah.
And after a
suck it. Sorry, I had to say it. I'm sorry.
After a brief 7 hours,
yes,
the $40 ran out.
Ah,
yeah, but you were
7 hours,
up
like
7 hours.
7 hours from dinner.
So no, no, 7 hours from when we started. I went to bed at 5:15.
Wow.
And I'm lucky that I found my way to my bed because I was staggering drunk at that point. I mean, literally staggering. And the thing is that I do recall, it comes back in drips and drops.
Sure.
There was at one point like $500 in front of me.
Yeah,
really?
He had a wow. big stack in front
yeah,
of me.
Yeah, stacks really? Of $25 yes. chips. And I was betting for people. And they have a side bet deal where you can put a bet. If you get a pair, it pays 10-1. And I hated to see someone draw a pair and not get that bet.
Right.
So before many hands and even
you
staggering
did that for
drunk,
me actually,
I would pick up a stack of singles and stake everybody because everything,
God, rummy.
Mike, because everything was great.
Everything was great. Yeah. Buzz, what was your wardrobe malfunction?
Oh, nothing major, but there was a chain, what seemed like an endless chain of wardrobe failures on my part. It was the day of the show and I'm getting my clothes ready and I realize I've forgotten my dress shoes. So I'm going to be wearing a suit on stage.
With crummy
street shoes.
I noticed
shoes.
That. You know,
I had no choice.
And I
forgot to pack.
I looked. You had kind of like these casual shoes,
right?
On, right.
Right.
And you didn't with your dress outfit.
Yeah, and it didn't look that good. but that was just the beginning and a harbinger of what was to come. So when it was time to get dressed to go downstairs for the show, we were going to put on our suits, and I put on my suit pants and a little snug at the waist.
Okay.
And the hook and eye, you had a couple of buttons and a hook and eye at the waistband.
Did you used to drink
pants?
There at the hook and
the
eye?
The hook and eye.
Yeah. It was fantastic. It was kind of a pirate Irish theme.
Across the street from the bottle and cork.
The hook and eye.
The hook and eye.
Well,
that's a good name for a bar.
The eye popped out, and so there was nothing to hook it to.
Oh, that happened.
No.
So
last time that happened was when Sammy was playing.
But yeah. I still.
That's when he bought the suit.
I still had the button, so I thought, you know what? By the time I put on the belt, it'll be fine. So,
okay.
We're going to make this work. I'm not going to let any of this get me down. And so then I got to put on the white dress shirt.
Is this an old suit that you're wearing?
No, it's
okay,
not.
Okay, all right.
It's within the last year and
Dewey
a year and
defeats
a
Truman!
I don't know. Aren't the lapels supposed to be this wide? I don't know. But no, and so I got to put on the white dress shirt, and because I'm going to wear a tie, too.
Right.
And I go to button the top button, and there is no top button.
Buzz, what happened to your laundry?
I don't know.
I will speak to the man who owns the thrift store and say that you get your money back.
So I tried to put on the tie without it, and it was clear that wasn't going to work, so I ended up going tieless.
Like Oscar went tieless.
Yeah, but that looked really good. I thought that was
good.
By design.
And then I got downstairs, and we were in the green room backstage, and I realized that not only had I forgotten to put on the belt that I promised myself I would wear, but my fly was still open.
Oh, my God.
So it was just this endless series. But fortunately, once I got past all that, things went better.
But your transition to the Hawaiian shirt worked out.
It was flawless.
Yeah, that was fine. Just ran backstage.
Had all its buttons.
Took off the jacket, white shirt, put on the...
And I know that wasn't the last wardrobe malfunction because, RJ, they lost his pants. But luckily, Circus is going to mail RJ's pants to him.
Do they have your pants?
Well, they had them at the cleaners when we were leaving Monday morning. And the guy promised me that they would ship them out.
Oh, so they
you
have
see,
them.
We were
that's the reason
the
he couldn't come to the airport with us. He was still trying
I was
to find
trying to
his
negotiate
pants.
My clothes, yes.
Waiting for his pants.
Yeah. So, but wait. Yeah, a little bubblegum on him from the stage when we were setting it up Saturday morning, and I had to get it off.
Gum. I have a question.
Yes.
The hardest thing to do is get your clothes laundered when you're on the road.
Yeah. It is. Tough.
Yeah, it is.
So as we were going in the shuttle back to back home, back
the
to
only
the airport,
time you'll see me with an iron in my hand.
Yeah. I said, why would RJ send his clothes out to dry clean at a hotel, which is probably going to cost you more money?
Yeah. Right.
Well, now you know.
Why wouldn't you? Do you only have one pair of pants?
No, I had three pair of pants.
Yes.
And I wore those on Friday, and I was going to wear those again on Sunday. I had a pair of jeans, pair of black pants, and a pair of gray pants.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So I bought three.
What was the urgency, though?
Well, because I wanted to get the gum off the pants. They were brand new, Oscar.
Yeah, but well, couldn't you wait to get home and get the gum off?
I wanted to wear them on Sunday. Oh. They were his Sunday pants. Thank you.
I did the iron experience, out. And the cheap suit that I brought for the show was very. They called. I swear to God, I think Men's Warehouse. And it's yes, that's right. That's the purveyor of fine clothes.
Don't we all shop there?
We're friggin' suburbans.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's all we have.
Yeah, you went to the black guy.
That's all we have. And my
Rocks,
no, wrong.
Oh, I thought you went to the...
No, we went to the black guy for the pocket square and shirt.
Yeah, I went to the black guy for a tie.
To coordinate. Tie.
And he did a masterful job. Yeah.
Marvelous.
Lots of compliments on that tie. But the Traveler is what the name of this suit is called. It's called, I think, the Traveler Series. And it traveled beautifully.
It doesn't wrinkle? Mm.
It did great. I just ran an iron over it. It had a few little wrinkles in it. It was fantastic.
I asked my dry cleaner, I said, how's the best way? Because, you know, because I'm that guy, I brought two tuxedos I'm that guy.
No, because really, of all of us, you are the most queen-like.
Yes.
You are the chick.
Yeah.
You will bring every... You know, if you didn't...
And yet I don't enjoy it when we kiss.
You bring...
You say
like,
that.
You cover your ass... Like you more than anybody else as far as what you're going to wear on stage.
Yeah.
And I'm a very, very close second because you and I are both.
That's why we had all our buttons.
You and I are both the theater arts people.
You're right. And you want to be careful.
You want to make sure your costume's ready.
My ass is covered. You know what? I brought one tie. And I was kind of kicking myself for going, you know, at the last minute if I didn't want to do that. So
I asked the dry cleaner, I said, what's the best way to travel with this? Because I won't be able to hang it up. And she said, I'll take care of you. She, of course, boxed the shirt. So that's already folded. She put the coat and the pants separate in plastic. She says, roll them.
Right.
Yeah. And because if you don't do a hard crease, there's nothing that will do. And then I steamed it when I got to the hotel room and it was fine.
Yeah.
Put it in.
What do you mean you steamed it?
I hung it on the shower rod and turned the shower on hot for 10 minutes.
And it
was
it
perfect.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, there was also another malfunction, a wardrobe malfunction.
Really?
Yeah. And, you know, I was, for a portion of the show, out on the floor with the audience. So I was looking up at you guys a lot on stage. And I noticed with Rob.
Uh-oh.
And this is a great picture that captures it. Rob was showing legs.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and you know what?
I saw that. That was really awkward.
I saw that, and I hate that. You know what? That is a true
violation.
That's like a Willard Scott old man thing. And I was okay for some of the show, but what happened is the socks crept down and the beers crept up.
Yeah,
and I do apologize.
It is
a great leg.
What leg is that next to?
Oh, that's one of the girls, Mike.
Oh, wow.
That was when
one of the girls had a wardrobe
when
malfunction.
When he was looking at
that
her.
That was not a malfunction. I might have been leering is the word you're looking
for, Mike.
Mark. Leering.
You know, I haven't seen any pictures of the show. I can't wait.
Oh, you got to go to Tab's page.
Mike, that scene where his legs showing above his socks, that's when he was probably in Heineken 7.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, you know what? A couple of important...
Yeah, we didn't all stay sober like Oscar.
Hey, I was great.
Yeah.
A couple of important thank yous. He just mentioned Tab Patterson, who took these
amazing
pictures of
they
everything
that
we did
great.
There. Yeah, they're they were stopping you.
Can he just back up a little bit?
No.
Yes.
You know what's funny is Tab showed me a Facebook exchange from Oscar and Tab.
Yes.
And it was Oscar requesting to remove a picture of him because he was concerned about his double chins.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, Tab showed me too. And my favorite thing is that Oscar, as he explained, he said, I need to loose. L-O-O-S-E. I need to loose some weight. Or something.
All right, we got to take a break because we are out of time. We're going to do more of this on the bonus show this week.
Should.
Where we'll go back in the Reno retrospect, but we'll come back with an abbreviated audio vault.
Just small.
Right after this. Don't know what for. You're turning heads when you walk. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Rob's Magic Audio Vault brought to you by VistaPrint.com. We talk about it all the time. Everybody on the show's gotten these fabulous business cards.
Yes.
Hey, the deal is better than anything you will get anywhere. 250 of these cards and free shipping for just $10. That's half the regular price. I need help because I want to get another series of them.
Okay.
Do you have an idea? What I need to know is, should I put my personal cell phone number on any of the cards? Or should I avoid that?
You know what? At this price, Mike, get one that has it and one that doesn't.
Yeah,
right.
And because there are going to be people that you want to give your number to,
that's
and you'll
what I'm
have
thinking.
It.
And
yeah,
I never,
that's a good idea.
I go, you know what? I'm out there in Reno all over the place. There are certain people that I spoke to where I really said, oh, that's a fascinating idea. I'd love to talk to you about that.
Right.
And I would legitimately give them that. And then there's the other ones that I have with the, I don't even know what number.
It's Mark's number.
Is it Mark's number?
That's the card that just says Mike.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm going to get two sets, $20. I'm going to get 500 cards.
That's the way to do it.
So during the holidays, I can head, you know, hand out all these cards. And you have to enter the code TMOS to get that deal. Put it in the search bar in the upper right-hand corner. Check out their whole line of printed products. Again, for half off premium business cards and free shipping, enter the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com. I have a question about that.
Holiday cards, too.
When you do that, before we get to the audio bar, you do that, you just move your own artwork around, and it's easy to do?
You can change the font and everything.
Oh, it's very easy. Yeah. They make
use
it
Georgia.
Very easy.
Georgia's very friendly.
I'll be playing with that today. Should be a lot of fun. Without further ado, let's get to the abbreviated audio vault. You got 2 minutes, Rob.
All right, then let's keep this brief. Mike, I know you love pink.
Yes.
It's a great color.
Yeah, it's a great artist.
Yeah, like it is a great artist.
I like that at the Bunny Ranch.
And I think saw a little bit of that on stage.
And multiple times I was reminded of that by my lovely wife.
They did the behind the music on artist Pink. Singer Pink, I like to call her.
First of all, the legitimacy, I am a legitimate fan of hers. I think
she is great.
Yeah, me too.
I think it's nice. She reviews her resume here because she wasn't always a singer.
No. Right.
No, before she was a singer, she did other things. Here's Pink's resume.
I think the timeline goes like this. Started smoking at 9. Started smoking weed when I was about 11. Mm-hmm. Started dropping acid when I was 12.
Wow.
When I was 13, I started getting into dust, ecstasy, crystal, nitrous. I mean, you name it, all the club drugs.
All the club drugs.
I started having parties. I started selling as well. I realized that I'd have a side project if I turned my mom's house into a K house. While she was at
what house?
K house.
Ketamine.
Ketamine.
It's
and they knew it so quick.
Cat tranquilizer.
Yeah, animal tranquilizer.
A K house.
Yeah.
Well, they should call it ketamine.
People go to the mom's house to get high.
Yeah.
Yes. When you take that, you sit there in kind of a trance,
and you need a house. So you
it's a tranquilizer. Yeah,
what you need is you can watch it on the new HBO show, Cat House.
So I would cook it and sell it, and people would be in K holes all over my house.
So that's what she used to do, but now she makes hit records.
Wait, I got
to
get them jargon. I'm all about jargon. K-holes?
So you won't really want to fall into a K-hole, but if you do after taking the drug, you get into a sort of a tranquilized state.
And that's a K-hole.
Where your body is frozen, but your mind is working.
Really?
And that doesn't sound like fun.
God, that sounds fantastic, doesn't it?
Wow. Rob's perfect weekend.
Kind of me at like 4 a.m. in the casino. I love drugs.
Wow.
I love all the club drugs.
All right, stop it. We don't have time.
All right. Paula Broadwell, this is a piece of work. She was on the Daily Show a few months ago promoting the book about Petraeus.
Really? Yeah.
And we should have seen this coming.
This is a typical mechanism he uses to get to know young people. He's done it throughout his life. So it was an opportunity for me to him. And I think it was, I thought I'd him, but he was going to me, and we both pretty quickly. But that was the foundation of our relationship.
How did no one see the signs?
All right, has everybody seen both these women now?
Yes.
All right, can we open the discussion up? I know Buzz was saying the other one was prettier.
Yeah.
Don't you think Broadwell is better looking than the Jill?
And please refer to her simply as Broadwell.
I've learned what an unpleasant person Ms. Kelly is, I've lost my attraction for her.
Okay.
But doesn't... I'm gonna make a lot of people mad, but
okay.
You know what,
go ahead.
It never happens.
General... Petraeus' wife looks like the actress from Throw Mama from the Train.
Ann Ramsey.
I've heard that. People have said it looks like his mom.
I'm so angry at you.
Oh, God. So
General Gordon. David, you brought the salt in nuts.
He clearly has hurt his
John.
So, yeah, I've
he's
switched
hurt his
to Paul.
Family. Whoa. He's hurt his family, but I mean, what are you going to do?
I know. What are you going to do?
Well, Jill Kelly is a scene.
Man has needs.
There's no time. No time for the whole 911 call, but she did at one point call 911 to ask for protection and then implied she was due Secret Service protection.
Yeah, which,
but
which
she
is,
doesn't. She's a liar.
But you can call her a liar. You can call her a bitch. You can call all these names. You know what she is? She's crazy.
Yeah, she is.
That's right.
That's right. What the bottom line is, and we all know this in the world of penis, you don't bang the crazy chick.
No, you don't.
You're never going to have it end well if you bang the crazy
chick.
That's
right.
But they
are
the best.
Jesus.
Saying.
He learned that from his friend who went to the motel.
Exactly. Exactly.
I thought this was pretty good. Newt Gingrich was on Colbert last night, and he called him on the fact that Gingrich totally blew the election prediction. I love the fact that Colbert held him to it.
You predicted that Mitt Romney would win in a landslide. What happened?
Well, that's one of the reasons I wanted to come and be on the show.
To confess that you were smoking crack?
No, no,
because I thought it would be a landslide too, but I was smoking crack. And
I just knew that I was wrong.
You knew you were wrong afterwards. You didn't know you were wrong beforehand.
Exactly.
Okay.
But sometime Tuesday night, it occurred to me.
thought that was pretty well handled.
You know, and here's the difference. Yeah. The difference, believe it or not, and write it down because you'll never hear me say another nice thing about Newt Gingrich. But the difference between Newt Gingrich and that complete ass Dick Morris.
Mm. Yes.
And incidentally, I was very gratified to see that I was not the only one that wanted
tore into him.
Jump on Dick Morris. Yeah. Yeah. Dick Morris will never have a sense of humor because he is so conflicted and deluded. It's ridiculous.
All right. Saving some time here. Kathy Lee and Hoda got blown off by Chelsea Handler. She said it was because she was sick later on. She did Fallon and said she lied. So they're bitching at her. Mm-hmm. Also,
can I hear that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I want to hear that.
You know who was supposed to be here with us yesterday? We didn't make a big deal out of it because we thought perhaps that it was the reason given was true. Turns out to be completely inaccurate.
Oh, really?
We were told that Chelsea Handler, who canceled at about an hour and a half before our show yesterday.
We got a phone call that said the show, she wasn't going to be able to come. She was our lead guest.
She'd been sick all night, we were told.
That's what rumors had it.
But we had a feeling something was up. And
late last night, clicking around on the channels, turn on Jimmy Fallon, and guess who showed up?
Mm.
Chelsea Handler. Mm. Let's see what she had to say.
I wasn't sick.
She wasn't sick.
I don't know. I think she's got some splaining to do.
If you want to say that you're lying about a talk show, at least go to another network. Don't be that stupid.
I'm getting a really, really nasty picture of Chelsea Handler. I think she is a very rotten person.
I'm hearing more like
I'm hearing that. A
little bit boxed, though.
But multiple sources that she's just not very cool.
Really?
Yeah.
Not cool?
Yeah, I mean, no, she's just not very nice. She's just not a very nice person. And really, that is kind of BS. I mean, it's network television. I don't care if it's Kathy Lee. I'm one of the biggest Kathy Lee haters in the world. Right. It's network TV. You don't blow them off. You know what? I don't think you blow anybody off as far as as radio guys that have had that happen to us many times.
True enough.
I say screw
Didn't
her.
Didn't you just blow off 90 Rock yesterday?
No.
No.
Oh, I thought you were supposed to be on that show.
No.
He is the picker.
And there's a difference between accepting and saying you're going to be there and then pulling out.
Yeah. Also, just so
Why does that make me laugh?
I love his abuse. I don't know.
I love his abuse.
Dancing with the Stars, Kirstie Alley eliminated last night. So no longer any reason to watch the show, Mike.
Right.
That's right. And we close with some analysis. Paul Ryan actually figured out why the election turned out the way it did.
Oh, he's resurfaced?
Yeah, and so Conan had a comment about that.
Republicans still trying to sort out just what happened in the election. yesterday, Paul Ryan said that President Obama was reelected because of the high turnout of urban voters. Urban voters, Then when he was asked how he liked his coffee, Ryan said, no milk, no sugar, just urban.
And that is your magic audio vault.
That is great writing. Oh, man, he's got some good writers.
Sharp guy.
That. We'll take a break. Come back with Buzz and News right after this. Oh, man. Boy, I tell you. Glad we were nice to everybody because we wouldn't want to leave Reno with any of those urban eyes.
That's right. It's true enough.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's time to get Buzz Burbank in here. Another abbreviated version of the news after the abbreviated audio book because we've been flapping our gums about Reno. Take it away, Buzz.
Thank you, Mike. We're brought to you today by Encore Insurance Services, LLC, official sponsor of our live stage show at Circus Circus in Reno. Oscar tried Encore and loved it. For a free life insurance quote, visit smartterm.com or call 866-347-5748. They do all the work. Encore will compare rates to help you save.
Encore!
License and disclaimer info at smartterm.com. We're always proud and grateful to be sponsored by Encore Insurance Services.
And again, really great to meet them out there.
Yeah, very nice folks.
Very nice
folks.
Whole family.
A lot of people are asking, what's the big deal about the head of the CIA having an extramarital affair?
Hey, Buzz, what's the big deal?
Well, Rob, among other things, it's about our national security interests.
Yep.
When David Petraeus' mistress, Paula Broadwell, voluntarily turned over her laptop to the FBI...
David Petraeus.
Yeah,
exactly.
She voluntarily turned over more than that.
Agents found classified documents in Paula's laptop, and we don't yet know why she would have them in the first place. Angry lawmakers, Democrats as well as Republicans.
Wait, when did this one go down?
We just learned this overnight. This is the newest development today, this morning.
This is the Broadwell lady?
Yeah, she voluntarily turned over her laptop for the investigators, and on it they found classified documents.
Wow.
Do you have their email, the way they communicated in email?
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, you can talk about that if you want.
So, can I communicate with my voice?
That's all right. It's a long week.
In the email, you would think no one's going to send each other an email because then you have a kind of a paper trail.
A trail, yeah.
But what they did is they set up an email where they both had access, and they did something smart, but they didn't delete what the drafts that they would leave.
So
there.
They shared the inbox.
So they shared the inbox. No, they shared the draft box. So they would write drafts, save the drafts.
They never
and
hit
then,
send.
Yeah, so they would go back and forth and just save drafts.
Right.
But they never deleted the drafts.
Wow.
Now, these are people, and a number of people involved
it's
in
like
this.
Like being so close to being smart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. These are people who are national security experts. Yeah. If their emails, if their emails can be hacked... Yeah. You know, nobody is safe, right?
Absolutely.
Now, the angry
next
lawmakers...
Next target, Mike. Next target, Sam Huff. Mm-hmm.
These upset lawmakers want to know what Petraeus was doing in the 7 hours of the attack on our embassy in Benghazi and why he went along with the story that the attack was prompted by that anti-Muslim film when really it wasn't. So
I guarantee you he wasn't deleting emails.
There are a number of reasons that lawmakers are unhappy and want to talk to him. Quoting a key member of the Senate Intelligence Committee, I think we need to hear from David Petraeus. Mm-hmm. This morning we have learned that Petraeus will face Congress tomorrow. So, as expected, Congress
is going to be a big deal. A lot of people are going to be watching that.
Now, investigating this whole complicated web of sex and intrigue, along with the Pentagon and the FBI.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's a big, hairy deal.
I bet he's a little keyed up right now.
Well, you know, when you talk about the espionage community, when you talk about the CIA and you talk about these people, it's been for hundreds of years.
This is the guy who's in charge of secrets.
You've got people that, you know, like Mata Hari. You know, that's that was the spy. You know, you talk about, hello, Mata
Hari.
You know, they go around and they can compromise spies. Here's the point. I'll cut through the crap. Spies have used sex to compromise their targets for years. Mm-hmm. So if anybody says, oh, it's just an affair. Well, not with these guys. This is national security stuff because it is used that way.
A lot of people have been saying, well, you know, what's the big deal if he had an extramarital affair? We're too obsessed with sex and morals in this country and our Puritan ethics. And while I agree with that, that's not the issue here. The issue here is state secrets.
Amen.
President Obama today will take reporters' questions about this mess and about a bigger, more important mess, the fiscal cliff we are facing in just 7 weeks, and that's not counting the holidays.
Hey, how you doing, boys?
Are you ready for the holidays?
Loved hearing the recap arena. Wish I'd been there.
Hey, FC, how are you?
Doing great. Got to get back over. Planning the big, celebration when we fall off the cliff.
Happy holidays, Fiscal
Cliff. Fiscal Cliff out.
He bought a parachute on Amazon.
A new survey, by the way, shows that just over half of us believe we will go over that fiscal cliff.
If we do,
right now people are feeling a little pessimistic about it. I'm hearing some optimism from Capitol Hill from what that's worth.
Yeah, they can't. They have no choice.
If we do go over the cliff, it will cost you, and by that I mean each of us as individuals, thousands of dollars a year in higher taxes, maybe, what, $3,000 a household? Mm-hmm. It'll leave you with a government doing less for defense and for programs here at home, not to mention likely plunging us back into recession, what with the extra jobs lost.
Am I the only one who pictures a Roadrunner cartoon?
No,
I can see the economy falling, and it goes a real long way, and then just a puff of dust.
Someone call Acme.
Exactly.
But also, before it falls, it stays suspended in the air for a little bit.
It looks at the camera.
With really cool.
Holds up a sign that says help, great and then dude. Falls.
Well, he blinks his eyes first.
That's right, and then there's also the fiscal anvil.
I'm going to run across. Oh, there's this cliff. Now I'm in the air. Now I'm looking at the camera. Now...
Really cool sound effects. Yeah. Exactly. The president met with labor leaders about his plan to avoid the fiscal cliff yesterday by raising taxes on upper income folks. Today, he'll meet with business leaders about that. The president says we could raise $440 billion over 10 years by raising the rate from 35% to 39.6% for individuals making over $200,000 a year or couples making over $250,000. Although both sides are talking compromise, Republicans say they're against raising anyone's taxes, which in this case means those higher income folks. They are looking at some alternatives to that, though. Mm-hmm. Gun sales are on the rise again following the re-election of Barack Obama.
Now he's really going to take them away.
And well, it's that I started my Christmas shopping.
I don't mean...
You get a gun!
Not just by a little bit, but 18.5% just since the Tuesday election.
Right.
Many gun rights advocates fear that a second term Obama will be more aggressive about gun control. Although gun rights have actually eased in his first term, he has said it's time to bring back the ban on assault weapons. Gun sales also rose sharply after his first election.
Yes, no problem at all. Well, that's very good. Yes, we'll get it right out to you. We'll talk to you next week, Mr. Dukes. Thank you.
UPS dropping its support for the Boy Scouts over the gay policy. That's going to cost UPS $150,000 a year in contributions. Mm-hmm. Google says government surveillance of our web searches is on the rise and that the U.S. leads all other governments in requests for data. The U.S. government made 8,000 such requests just in the first 6 months of this year.
It's pronounced surveillance, Buzz. Mr. Liddy told me.
Surveillance.
It's French. Mm-hmm. The U.S. government ranks second among countries asking that web results results be removed from Google searches, Turkey was number one.
Wow.
And finally, it caught
next
the
week,
eye.
Mike.
Caught the eye of one of our listeners, the local listing on the buy and sell pages of Craigslist, right here in our area. From the Adams Morgan neighborhood of D.C. came an ad entitled Sex for Turtle.
Turtle.
Not necessarily what you think.
Before is this an entourage thing?
Before your No. Before your okay. imagination runs too wild, here's the actual description with just a couple of minor changes to make it radio friendly. And I quote from the ad, "Hello. As a lonely single man in the city, I have been craving some animal company. However, I am S broke and cannot afford to purchase a pet from an actual store. Therefore, I am offering one sexual act, preferably that special favor, in exchange for a red slider turtle."
Oh, God.
Oh.
Wow, that's down on your luck.
As weird as that is, we're actually relieved. If you think about it, it could have been a whole lot worse.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. You our show today was brought to you by our Amazon page. Make this your holiday, best holiday shopping season.
Good, ever. Big.
Yeah. From toys and clothing to the Kindle Fire, our Amazon page saves you money and supports the show. Jesus, get through it, Mike. No better way to help yourself in the show than doing your holiday shopping and all your shopping through the Amazon link at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Bookmark it now so it's handy every time you need it. Thank you. We'll see
handy.
You next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Love you.
Well, sit right here, Dragon Woman. Oh, good evening, folks. I'm your waiter, Ralph. What do you have?
How about a boiled lobster and mixed green salad with French dressing?
Yeah, make that two boiled lobsters on salad, waiter.
Gosh, I'm terribly sorry, folks, but we just ran out of lobster.
Well, Domkov, what do you have to eat?
Pizza.
That looks delicious. I've never eaten a pizza. Ah, good. Ah.
Okay, folks, mixed green salad coming up.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.